Here's the problem. You got supply chain issues that are indiscriminately being imposed. They got to stop this. The only way this works is if they stop it at every level. So the new solution is there are no vacuum tubes.
Yeah.
How you going to doctor without a vac? How you going to prescribe a statin without a LDL? A lipid without a lipid panel. You gonna do that off your cuff? How much CoQ10 can you say they're supposed to have when you ain't got no lipid panel to tell what's up? No, it's an undisclosed sidebar crux of a disaster. That's where everything comes from. They don't doctor anymore. The doctors can't put your hands on you no more. You got to run up a tree for putting your hands on people. Oh, hell no, you can't do that. Now there's no way to even do it. There's no one. Now they're having to. Old timey. Yeah. How you gonna say you got appendicitis without a CBC? How you going to say that?
Yeah.
How you going to know?
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
And now it is... Where, okay, check this out. So what's happened is the supply chain was supposed to be already correcting. This is like a self-steering ship on the aft of the boat should have been taken care of already, meaning a third of the planet very well should have already died. Well, honey, if a third of them is dead, you saved a lot of statins there. You don't need a lot of statins. All this pressure to get all this stuff done would be obfuscated. Ooh, they keep trying to vaccinate them right out of the program, but people ain't taking it. This is changing things. It's fucking things up. We don't know how it's going to go. People could actually ascend. We're going to see, ooh, we're not well now. Slow down. We're not going to get too carried away there. Okay, maybe some of them, maybe a few of them, but next thing you know, they're going to try to have ascension on the Internet. That's what they're going to do next. It's going to be fun. Okay, so check this out. Now what happens is it's the supply chains have stopped. Now they want it to stop on the main level, the luciferase, like you've heard of a polymerase. Well, now you're talking about the luciferase comes into play a little bit. And what that means is that it starts to putting in the New World Order and every other glib cliched archetype that Bob's been talking about since Otto fucking Van Habsburg, damn Club 122 and the Twin Cats 22 and the world's tallest midgets and whatever else Bob Marshall used to talk about. It was pretty sad after a little while. It's kind of glib, but anyway, we'll go with it. But Bob Carr is still alive, goddammit. That's what you need to know. Bob Carr is still alive. We will bring him to be a special guest star on this show, and he'll straighten some of y'all out. We're probably pretty positive. Okay, now what happens is you move to the next tier. What that means is that this has got to start self-righting itself to right justify. And we talked about the death back in the triangulation, right justification.
Okay. Yeah, what was he right justifying? What are you talking about?
Oh, the new position that we're talking about right here, right now.
And what is this new position? I don't know what you've been talking about.
Ball of all of stuff. Okay, don't worry about it. You just re-listen to it, and then you can ask questions one day.
No, I'm asking now.
You're wasting your time.
No.
Whatever you want to do.
You're saying something's got to be fixed or right justified. What is it?
No, it's right. The ship is right justifying itself. The aft of the boat, that's the back, is now turning itself into the storm, where that's the way a boat goes into a tidal wave is head on. Because if it goes head on, you can maybe make it over the draft of the wave. But if it goes sideways, it'll knock you over. You'll lose your ballast, and it'll overtake you. But if you take it head on, the right justifying will put you square into the head of the storm. And maybe you can make it then, but we will see.
Is that a metaphor for society, or there is a tidal wave coming that they're dealing
Both.
With?
Both.
How do they know
you may
there's
get,
a tidal wave
you
coming?
You may have to.
How do they know
that
there's a tidal wave
they
coming?
They know. They know, because ASA blew this morning, Bob. ASA.
What's that?
That's the biggest volcano in Japan. It blew like a sieve.
So that'll cause a tidal wave, the tsunami?
It's just one of 47 that are spewing right now. The world is about to vomit.
In the Pacific Rim.
Yes, and everywhere, and everywhere. Iceland, of course, La Paloma is still blowing. Now it's turned into Mount St. Helens all of a sudden. It's pretty amazing. Because when we talked about that on Tuesday or Saturday, when it was, why ain't it like Mount St. Helens with the ash everywhere? And now it's the big black smoke. Now it's begun. It's on. Everything else was a warning. And so now the warning's up. Time's up. Now it's time. Showtime, Bob. Showtime. Hey, you remember people used to smoke cigarettes? They smoked a cigarette. Dead people want to smoke cigarettes. They still have that longing urge to smoke, but they can't light up. But they always got the cigarettes with them, but they can't light them up. See the rub?
Hey, Carolyn,
they do
what
they normally do.
Yeah. I've noticed, Carolyn, that there's nobody smokes. Is that really diminished as a fad,
yeah.
Carolyn?
Oh, it's all but stopped. It's all
what,
but
Carolyn?
Stopped anymore.
Yeah. Why did it stop? What's changed people to not need
well,
to smoke?
Well, because they said this on and on and on and on and on that this is going to kill you, this, that, and the other, this, that, and the other. And all they found was now they have found that when people smoke, what happens is they had little bitty capillaries in their bloodstream that would get blocked. And so they would do bypass operations to bypass or put in a stent for the arteries and the veins to get clogged up. But it was all right around the heart, okay? So they said lung cancer, heart disease, smoking, heart disease, da-da-da. So people quit smoking, okay? Now they vape, which does all kinds of crazy stuff. But even though, and then what happened, once everybody quit smoking, everybody became morbidly obese because they overate. So now they have the blood clots everywhere, not around their heart. So now they don't do open heart surgery no more. They don't have to. They put you on a statin and some cholesterol medicine. That'll make you feel better, which kills you, but they'd be better off smoking with a good heart.
Okay, or something else.
How it applies, how ascension affects them personally, it's still an abstract. Ascension is still an abstract. That's something they can look at, they can play with it, but then they put it back in the box and put it on the shelf. And we're not mad about that. We say, okay, that's fine, but it's in a box. When you really need it, it's going to be in a box.
Right, so this is kind of like the human condition, the little man condition. This is what people try to figure out. Why are humans resisting to success, resisting to ascension? And people like to say, oh, it's their ego. It's the mind. The mind tricks them. But what would you say, unless you don't know why, what is it inside humans that makes them egomaniacs in reverse to undermine
because,
themselves?
Because they didn't get your meaning. You told them to resist not temptation.
I say resist not evil. I guess that's the same thing. Yeah, resist not temptation. So they're tempted to be assholes in their attitude.
Correct. So they're tempted to call it evil. So if they could that they could just go and not resist the temptation, then they wouldn't have this rope that they're constantly having to hang on to.
If they couldn't resist, I'm telling them to resist not evil. And you're saying if they followed that, they get into a problem. So they resisting not evil.
If they could just let go of the rope, let go of the rope. They're holding on for dear life, Bob. They're at the end of their rope. They're hanging on for dear life. We're saying let go. You're 6 inches off the ground. You don't have to spend all this energy trying to hang on to something. Let go. You're on the ground. Let's go. That's what we're saying.
But they resist letting go, which would be accepting temptation.
They can't accept that there's anything other than their body's human condition. They like the words we say, but they've never met one. They like the condition that they see in their body, but that just means they're in better shape. They like the way their body works. They can fuck like a Trojan if they have somebody to fuck, or would like to fuck more than they were fucking if they were fucking because they're not fucking. Now, if they could do all that, they're going to be great, but they can't let go of the condition that says, I'm not to fall in the ground. I don't have to lay this meat sack body down. You see?
Why do
that's
they want to hold on to the... What is this? This is the key to
evil.
Fear.
Fear. Fear.
Where's that coming from? Is that deep in their cells?
The reverse of evil is live, Bob. So in the living, that's
what
they bump into
evil. Weird little, they talk about the divine spark in humans, but there's also the divine fucking evil or resistance and holding on to the body. What is that? Oh, you just say the mind? We don't know what that means. We don't know the mind.
The labyrinth. Call it the groundwork or the piping in the mind. They have a plumbing problem in their mind. Their brain pipes are stopped up. The labyrinth of the mind, remember we spoke about that 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
That's when it gets clogged up. You're having flatulence of the brain, Bob. Flatulence of the brain.
Is that in a baby when it's born?
No, it's a gradual process. You come in perfect. Don't know nothing. Don't think nothing. Everything is autonomic. Bam, it's a perfect example of how to go. But as soon as you start kicking and you figure out how to get that titty, you learn what to manipulate to get to that breast, and you learn what to do to get that diaper change, and you learn what to do to get them cookies, and you learn it's a prescribed thing right from the beginning. Yep.
So it's based on, it's almost an addiction. They like the pleasure of the physical.
Condition. Don't say they addiction. Like the... It's not an addiction. It's a condition. You're conditioned to it. You didn't wake up and grab a stick and start, let's go play hockey. You learned. You changed. You practiced.
Yeah.
You got
good
at it.
Listen. Okay. They are keen on the physical pleasure they get from the mother's breast. Okay? And it just goes one pleasure to the next.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's called food.
And it's very hard to step away from that drive and accept not having the breast for a while or not having food.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to do that.
Correct. Which is that. If you get hooked there too long, then you get caught in the Thompson quadrant. And that's where you get it all falls apart pretty quickly, you think. Slip away.
Okay, I don't think social mortar is physical. It's not desiring chocolate bars. But ideas come in there. Social mortar is part of the conditioning that happens.
Say it this way. Say it's a hunger drive. When you're hungry, you don't know why you're hungry. I haven't eaten in 2 days. When I'm hungry, I don't know why I'm hungry, but I want something to eat. I don't know what eating is, but if I did, I'd want some of that. So it can become a conditioned response as well. The same way with pain, the same way with aggravation. Some people get, they have problems of the brain, meaning they have like manic depression and they're psychotic. You know about psychotic, don't you, Bob?
Yeah. So the warmth of human sharing or what they call communication, which leads to social mortar and language and cultural play, that is another factor that comes in. To their drive.
As well.
Their hunger drive.
As well.
Right.
They become layered. Now you become a high-rise apartment with lots of plumbing in everybody's apartment that all goes down one pooper scooper shooter. See? And then, man, you start compounding the potential trouble with the stopped up.
Okay. Right. Uspensky, translating Gurdjieff in his book, so I have the book, he lays out the five centers. I think it's the instinctive, the movement, the intellectual, the emotional, and the sexual. Five centers. Is that, would you add to that? That's the complex that makes us human with its limitations and all that you've just described. Is those centers five aspects of the desire, the hunger drive, and maybe even the social motor drive? Is those five categories useful, or would you correct them or change them, add to them? Delete.
The same. We're going to go with those because we don't want to develop them at this point. We will later, but we don't want to do it right there.
Okay. Well, that's very good. I was going to ask about that.
It'll get you tangled up. But no, we're going to develop it individually. We'll probably do a whole session on it because that's very key the larger dynamic.
So Gurdjieff knew this stuff and Uspensky wrote it down, or did Uspensky put together a scattered presentation by Gurdjieff? Did Uspensky put it in order, or he just copied?
Just copied and scattered. He copied and pasted. He copied and pasted and made himself look smart.
Uspensky
same way
did.
We put things in. Same way we put things in the Wikipedia to make us look like we know what we're talking about. Clever. Yeah. Hey, you're clever enough to do that. You're pretty clever, aren't you?
Right. So, yeah, Gurdjieff was smart. He laid out the five things, and Uspensky wrote it down. So Gurdjieff gets the credit for making those divisions. Okay, did I not suffer the baby drive like every other human, or was I a normal kid being driven by these drives?
No, it wasn't the same, because the jackal wasn't very affectionate to you, Bob.
Right, and also I came from Alpha Centauri, right? It's a different makeup.
As well. Yes.
All right. The aliens, the Pentagon aliens, the Project Paperclip aliens, involved in helping with the murder of President Kennedy.
Say it another way so we can answer you, because any way we answer it's going to go bad. So ask it a better way.
Okay. So the dark. I listened to the dark journalist's two-year-old... three-hour show on his view of JFK and the murder,
yeah,
and what were the factors, emphasizing Jim Garrison, and he mentions Mae Brussel, which is great, the Torbert document, but he quotes Jim Garrison at the end of his life, said there was something in the aerospace industry that might have been the source of the motive to kill Kennedy, and I'm thinking, well, that might have been the aliens in the aerospace industry behind the scenes at NASA. Is that true, that they're the aliens – in NASA,
okay. See,
helped.
Don't say that. Dealey Square. You have to look at who owns Dealey Square. All right.
Not the Texas. He talks about the guy who owns the Texas Book Depository,
yeah,
Mr. Bird,
the Bird. We've talked about Bird. That's not the problem. The problem is in Houston. That's the reason we asked you to restate it, so we'd be able to answer it. Because he's almost close to being there, but he's not. He's a little too clever. He's clever, but too clever by half. Well, what happens is he's connected the repository, which doesn't have anything to do with anything, but he missed the Dealey Square inference. And why this all had to happen in the Lone Star State. The problem was in Houston. That's where the problem was.
Right, and that was NASA. That's where NASA is.
Hold on now. There's a faction of space that has nothing to do. There's a faction of the space component in Houston that doesn't have anything to do with NASA. Just saying.
Oh, okay. That would be the interfacing with the aliens.
As well. Mm-hmm. See, that's why Texas says we can secede, because we're not bound by you. We can run our own world. We got our own gas, our own oil, our own money, our own technology. We own the railroads. We got all everything. We got the Space Center. We got Galveston. We got the ocean. We got everything. So we don't need you. Thank you for stopping by, though.
Right. And that's because of the Project Paperclip aliens in Texas. They already had all that stuff. They don't need the aliens.
Need that. But the alien information helps. Don't forget Halliburton, Bob. Don't forget Halliburton. You're missing it. You're missing the conversation. If you understood Halliburton, you'd know why Kennedy had to die.
Well, they wanted to go to Vietnam as the crude version of what their motive was. They wanted to hijack the war and get war profit. Is there something else involving the alien interaction that motivated them?
That's okay. Let's just go with that. There's a little more words to say, but let's just go with that and call it a day.
Right. And you know, people hate the image of Dick Cheney. He looks mean and ugly, fat asshole. But he knows about the aliens. They know stuff that the critics of Cheney don't know, right? Like we know stuff that people don't
know.
That's
right. That's right, but
so
you don't use that nefariously. You don't use that nefariously to kill presidents.
Right. Okay. So.
Or no. I guess we better say that in a better way. You haven't yet.
Right. Right. That's right.
Maybe that's the better way to say it.
Okay. You say
but
there's two Howard Hughes. It is early. Yes, it's early.
Yeah, it's early in the game.
did. You were talking about Hendiades, and somebody, maybe Jermaine, was trying to figure out how many selves there are, how many worlds we're part of, and it came up that there were two Howard Hughes. Does that mean there were, like JW, there's 12 JWs. Is there two Howard Hughes, one of them is in another world, or was there one Howard Hughes and he had a double? Or there were two Howard Hughes, equally chemical
two
bodies.
Two separate Howard Hughes. That were as a bunch of a germaphobe as you were.
Right, and when did Howard, one of them or both of them, realize there were two of them? How old was he when he realized that?
43.
Right, so that helped him hide. So one guy supposedly holed up in the Las Vegas hotel for years.
The Flamingo.
Right. And the other Howard Hughes out doing business.
Yeah.
And both Howard Hughes liked each other.
The other one was developing Pan Am.
Right. Did the two Howard Hughes like each other and cooperate, or were they competing?
No, they both thought the other one was filthy.
Right. And so, but
no, really.
The company,
they were scared to death of each other because it's like one was going to drag home a virus or a bug. And the other one was in the hotel, and everyone out afraid they was going to get a bug in the hotel and give it to the other one. Yeah, it was worse than you, Bob. It's worse than you. Talk about, you have a split personality, but this was too. Think of yourself as double clean. Now you do what you do. Think of what you'd have to do if you doubled everything you do. How would that go?
Well,
you're laughing.
Well,
but I don't think you'd do it.
You mean what does it mean? I'd have to have two guys clean themselves all the time.
No, you'd have to wash your hands twice as often. You'd have to take two sets of showers. You'd have to do two enemas. You'd have to double everything. And not making the bed, or not pretending not to make the bed, or looking at the
right.
pillows like, this is disgusting. I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, that kind of stuff.
All right. So. You say that one day, Caroline, we'll walk along the beach and we'll bump into my double, another version of me, and then Caroline will walk off with him. That hasn't happened yet. Is that still possible? Still going to happen? Or other things change that event?
Things can affect it, yes.
Yeah, so we're not likely to have that experience on the walkway here?
You may. One of the Howard Hugheses was married to Jean Peters, and the other one was married to Ella Botts Rice.
All right. I remember the name Jean Peters. I don't know the other one, but is that in biographies that Hughes was married?
We don't know.
What? Oh, okay.
We don't
Ella
know.
Bott. How do you spell Ella Bott?
E-L-L-A space. Capital B-O-T-T-S, space, capital R-I-C-E.
Rice, yeah, Ella Botts Rice. I'll look that up. Let me write that down here. That was E-L-L-A, I think that's what you said, Ella.
Huh? E-L-L-A. Yeah, did we go too fast? We can do it again. We slow
down. No, that was good. You don't have to do it. I got it. Okay, now another aspect that's confusing is graphene and fractals and the effect of the generations outlined in Deuteronomy. Many humans had to be made, so there was a lot of DNA double helix strands. But there had to be a billion of them.
You're saying a lot of words. You have no idea what you're talking about.
No, you need to get this. I don't get this. Deuteronomy, people multiply. That was a fall. That was bad. It fucked up things. And then Ayn says, but we needed the potential capacity of all these little people's double helix to make it possible to ascend and have 144,000 ourselves.
Yeah.
Right?
We did this on tailgate. You know what a cornucopia is?
Yeah.
All right.
When did
you got a little bit
on tailgate? When did you do this on tailgate?
We typed it on tailgate, and you read it three times, and then had Gene read it, and then had everybody else talk about it, and went on and on and on from Linda with an R. God damn it! Don't think we don't know what's going on. It's like a cornucopia, let alone one end. Say Adam and Steve. No, no, Adam and Eve. They got the fucking. And they, oh, no, no. And it blew up, and it made this great big old cornucopia where shit was falling out. Okay, it got so much
now,
shit falling
out. Now, what do you mean by that?
Out.
A cornucopia of humans were created from Adam
people.
And Eve?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that was
all right,
a fall.
Next,
why is that a fall?
Well, because they kept dying. How can you have this many people if everybody was dying? But everybody born had to die. And they kept getting more and 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 more of them. But they had to die. They were cursed to die. So it's no good to be born if you got to die. That's fucked up. Okay, so slow down. You got a cornucopia where the bucket's running over. You got too many people. That's what they say about the earth now. There's too many people. There's not enough room. You can drive for miles and miles and miles and miles and never see another living soul. And they're saying you can't fit more humans on the earth. Well, of course you can fit more humans on the earth. But they're saying it's too crowded, too crowded, too crowded. Now, Deuteronomy gave it, laid that out from a standpoint of what the who came from whom. And start gives the whole lowdown of what's going on, okay? Now you're on the other side, and it turns into what you call a funnel. You know what a funnel is?
Yeah.
Okay, now you're taking the funnel, and you're taking those 7-8 billion people, and you're dumping them, and they're going down into one little bitty sieve, one little point. So you got the cornucopia that started with two, and you're going to go back to two. Two double helix strands, 144,000 times.
No, we're going to go. We're going to go back to two people, Adam and Eve.
No, you're going to go back. No, that's not Adam and Eve. That's going back to the original condition of two double helix strands.
Well, that's nothing. We want 144,000.
No, no, no. Each double helix makes 144,000. That's the difference.
When does that start happening? It's
already started. It's already started. That's what's happening now.
Okay. Are you saying we're going to take the 7 billion double helix strands, that's all the little man has, and make them one cell with one double helix strand, and then go through the Deuteronomy process, but not the Deuteronomy fall, but another level of expansion where you don't die and you eventually get 144,000?
You take it through 1st and 2nd Kings and 1st and 2nd Samuel.
Mm. Where is this cell going to be? Is it going to be Bob and Carolyn, or it's not a human form? This cell that we get back to at the end of the funnel, where is that going to be?
It's what you called it, a God particle a long time ago. So let's just go with that.
Yeah.
That's what you called it. Let's just go with that.
The Qing Dynasty lasted up to 1865 or so, or 1911 when Sun Yat-sen took over. Where did it
Qing Dynasty
drop
is coming
off.
Out now, Bob. It's happening right now.
I know.
The end of it right now.
Yeah, they were behind the scenes. They still were there with Sun Yat-sen and Mao Zedong in the present China. And now, is that the mountain? Are they the mountain?
No.
But they know how to use the mountain or be part of it or take advantage of it.
Can't put a stamp on that one, so better let that be.
Yeah, and you said that when we have 28 countries after the dust settles, I think you said China's going to go from the Pacific Ocean all the way to the Slavic countries, right? It's going to have a huge area.
Yeah.
You did
that. The edge of Croatia.
Yeah, and they will swallow up Russia?
There won't be nothing left of Russia. There ain't much left of Russia now. It ain't the USSR no more. There ain't much left now, Bob.
Right. So the
Everybody's
Chinese,
their own
will,
thing.
Right. So China occupies a huge mass, or the Qing Dynasty. But that's a losing proposition. The world's going to fall apart and be destroyed, so it's no big deal in the long run, correct?
Three gorges will wash it all away, most of it.
Is it doing that right now?
Uh-huh. Nobody's talking about it, though, are they?
No.
Of course they didn't. Nobody's talking about it, though. You can see a picture of it here and there. Or ask Scott. He'll say, that was from 1955. We'll go, well, that's a very nice new car in those old pictures.
LaRouche called them choke points in the media. How do people in China stop the news getting out? How does the choke point? They got alien helpers.
They're not allowed to be on social media. They're not allowed to have Snapchat. They're not allowed to have all them conversations, Bob. This is like they're not allowed to see what Matt Drudge thinks about something because they're not allowed to.
Okay. If we give up our power to the tech body more and more, does that consolidate around the Qin Dynasty and China? They are the tech body civilization?
No, they are not the tech body civilization. They're mocking it. They're mocking the tech body civilization.
Why would they do that? Because the tech body comes from somewhere else?
Because it's the imitation. Because it's the imitation. It's not the genuine.
Oh, okay, but they're unconsciously mocking. They don't say, oh, the tech body's going to do this, and we know that. We don't want to be part of that, so we'll make a fake tech body civilization and somehow mirror, like a Manipian satirist, mirror back the real tech body civilization. It's not that kind of complication.
Okay, right. Okay.
They're unconsciously mocking it. They don't know what they're mocking.
Correct. They're not aware. They're not cognizant of the condition. They're just trying to win. Mm-hmm.
Okay. How is the Japanese volcano different from La Palma's volcano?
It's going to shear a different way. This all the cores. No, you can't play this. Nah.
Right.
Okay. Don't fuck with us. If we can say this a certain way, you'll be able to play this. Okay. Do you remember back, because we said this already, remember the rods of Fukushima? Remember?
Yes. Yeah.
Purple. We said they're going to the journey to the center of the earth, like Jules Verne going to the center of the earth. Remember?
Yep.
Well, they're well on the way. Remember? Well, now it's starting to start gin up the process. And the earth's core is slowing down a bit. It's making all this magma, lava potential pressure start to come to the surface. It's overflowing. The pot's bubbling over.
So the Fukushima rods are activating all the volcanoes around the planet?
Yeah, they're almost to the center of the Earth.
And they're meddling with the dynamics there at the center of the Earth, and that causes the volcanoes to, quote, wake up and start spewing.
Yeah.
It goes back to Fukushima.
The one nobody's talking about. The one nobody's talking about is Jellystone. Remember Jellystone, Bob? You call it Yellowstone.
Yeah,
but we call it Jellystone.
It's caldera.
Mm-hmm.
Is this Fukushima rods and that situation that happened on March 11th, 2011, where is that in the Bible? What chapter or verse?
It's in a lot of it.
You could list off a lot of areas. Well, give me a Revelation one.
Oh, 6:12. That's easy.
Okay. All right. Now, a theory, those that think that the elites are poisoning humanity with the vaccine, they started off poisoning 15% of a crowd, and 85% died for other reasons or not from direct poisoning because they didn't want to be obvious. Is it true that they start off just poisoning a portion of people? So the noticing of the vaccine poisoning never got observed because it was mixed up with the other 85% that was not being poisoned.
Correct.
And as they got more excited about their success in doing this, they overdid it, or they kept expanding the percentage of people being poisoned and their methods, right?
Correct. It was just like on July 7th, 1946, when Howard Hughes crashed his XF-11 in Beverly Hills, and that changed changed his body so that the other Howard Hughes could take over. And then...
So they're both nervous about germs, but the one that took over was able to handle it better and wasn't reclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Correct.
That's good.
But was disfigured. He was disfigured, so nobody really noticed him being him. So they never could be together because otherwise it would be a mirror image. They weren't a mirror after that.
They weren't around. They would never be seen together because you could figure out there was two of them, even though
yeah,
one of them
one had burn scars. One had 78% of his body was mangled because of the plane crash.
Did he have bad karma to cause the plane crash, even though you
no,
said
no,
there's no,
no
karma?
He was just a daredevil. Just like you, Bob. He's a daredevil. Too much ice and it caught up with him.
Right. So he got scarred, so he disappeared. And the other one took over
Correct.
The public role, took advantage
Correct.
Of that. Okay.
Correct.
Is there a progress being made? You say Sydney's already won. The Otis
yeah.
will win against the Harassing?
They have already. They have already. It's all blowing into the same big cosmic storm. It's just a dot. It's a grain of sand in the cosmic storm. You'll see it in just a second, Bob. It's happy day. All right, happy
yeah,
day.
Yeah, and you say dot. No, you always are saying the word dot. That what does that refer
mm-hmm.
to when you point a,
dot
an
is
argument
a
or say?
Dot is a period. It's a placeholder. It's a separator. It's how you start in one conceptual notion of a sentence, and then you begin another with a capital. The capital then goes to another separation, a dot. .com is the part that separates the URL from the HTTP of the www.
And when you say capital, you meant capital letters? Goes to a capital
yeah.
letter?
A-L okay. instead of O-L.
And-